everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We're just going to call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we're on a mission. That's right. We're on a mission to build this economic empowerment in our community, because economics, folks, is the key. That's the key to the kingdom. Yeah, we got to pray. We got to vote. We got to do all these good things, too. But if we don't have that economic foundation, the rest of this stuff is going to fall flat. I'm just telling you like it is. I'm trying to keep it real this morning.
That's right.
Got me an exciting show today. As a matter of fact, I have a special guest here today. We are Marketing Pulpit International, and we have reminded you of that. I've told you time and time again that we have people down in Kenya, people down in Ghana, people from Nigeria who are constantly and continuously tuning in. Well, today I went ahead and brought one of them into the studio today. So I have in the studio none other than Prince Oyetunde. I'm not even going to try to butcher his last name, but anyway, I'm just going to Prince today. I was telling him, I said, look, not Prince like the purple one. Now, he's going to confuse me today, and happen to wear purple. Now, that is so wrong. Hey, welcome to the show, Prince.
Robert.
Welcome to the show.
You're a case, man.
Hey, man.
A lot of people like your show. Oh. Each time, you know, I tune in, I get a lot of followers, you know, following me on Facebook. I'd be like, what is going on here at the studio? Robert Gatewood is on top of the old show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Brother Prince. Oh, you turn that. Say that name for us. I tell you what, you give us the full name so we can, and then we, of course, now some folks who are listening, who are probably from the motherland, from your country, they can just, it'll just roll off their tongue just like Gatewood rolls off tongues here. So you give us the full name for the folks who are so inclined that can pronounce it properly.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me here, Robert Gatewood. It's been a quite some time that we met, and you've been asking me, you know, you want to have me on the show, but my schedule is just too tight. But anyway, my name is Prince Oyetunde Adebayo, and I'm actually from Nigeria. I studied in London. I studied international marketing in London, which is to actually deal with our international trade, you know, which is export and import. And I, you know, lay my hands on organizing trade shows, you know, seminars, training, you know, folks that are interested in venturing into international trade.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, now later in the show, coming up at the next segment at 10:45, we're going to be talking about bridging the gap and doing business with Africa. Prince, I can't tell you now, Prince Oyetunde.
Ayo.
What am I missing? The Ayo part?
Just call me Ayo.
Okay, Ayo.
You know,
Ayo, okay, I like that. That's a lot better. Okay. Prince Oyetunde, I get questions often. People are constantly asking me about doing business with Africa. As a matter of fact, this week, one of my existing clients contacted me. He made a trip to Africa. He came back. Man, he was so excited. He was just jumping out of his seat. And he said, Robert, I want you to put me together a website, a brand for an organization that he's about to do business with. They're going to be selling paintings and some of the oils and things like that from Africa.
Mm.
And he said, and you know what I told him? I said, you need to listen to the show on Friday, because I'm going to have the Prince, Prince Oyetunde, mm-hmm. as our guest, and I'm sure that he is tuning in. So to him and anybody else who's interested in doing business mm-hmm. in the continent of Africa, then this is a show you want to remember. Also, afterwards, you can save the show. You can share it on your Facebook and your Instagram. You can also go to marketingpulpit.com and listen to that show and all the other past shows.
Mm.
I want to welcome everybody tuning in at 95.9 FM Radio 1. We are broadcasting live from the nation's capital right outside of D.C. in Silver Spring, Maryland. This is the home, of course, the brainchild of Dr. Kathy Hughes. And we have a great lineup here on Radio 1. We have Mr. Tom Joyner comes on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and leading right up to him, we have Nature Boy Nikita Floyd. Then we bring in the Marketing Pulpit. Later on in the afternoon, we have Reverend Al Sharpton. We have Mr. Carl Nelson. just a great lineup of people here on Radio One, and the Marketing Pulpit is just proud to be in that family. Also, I'd like to welcome everybody tuning in on Facebook. We have a very large following on Facebook to catch the show every Friday at, on Facebook Live. And just want to do a couple of shout outs to Leon Gatewood. Leon is actually, he's one of our regular followers. He's also my brother, and he has his nonprofit, Holler. He was also foundational and instrumental in getting our upcoming guest at the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to have songstress Mary Ellaby Bennett. She's a young lady down from North Carolina who's making some very big waves out here in the gospel, music, entertainment industry. So we're going to have her to joining us at 11 o'clock. And I'm going to try to encourage her to cut a tune for us, to sing a few bars. So folks, don't miss that. You don't want to, this lady can sing.
They don't want to miss that lady.
That's right.
As much as you talked about her, it's, you yeah, know, it's you, awesome.
It's awesome. So all the folks down in North Carolina, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. And Brother Brown, Brother Gerald Brown, he's one of our regular listeners, one of my clients and friends. He's a regular follower. He's also one of the best plumbers out here. So if you need some plumbing, Brother Brown, we're actually going to have him on the show coming up in the very near future. We're also happy to have people tuning in on TuneIn. TuneIn is one of those big apps that can pretty much stream most of the radio shows on the internet. So we actually have a presence on TuneIn as well. Hello to Mr. Brody and to all of the folks, no matter how you're tuning in. And if you're looking for some options on how to tune in, you can go to marketingpulpit.com. We have all of the options right there. There's a link at the top of the page where you can reach, you can get in on TuneIn, you can get to Radio One, you can get to Facebook. So we want to make this easy because this information is so important and vital. We want to make it easy and as accessible as we possibly can. I am Robert Gatewood. I'm your host. I have a company called Gatewood Marketing and Web, and we have been helping companies for the last 25 years, people that need marketing, branding, social media, web, graphic design, logo design, you name it, we have been doing it. We do it in the government space. We do it in the corporate space. We do it in the nonprofit space. We do it in entertainment. If you have a marketing need, you need to look no further. You don't have to go outside the country. You don't have to go looking to strangers. We have it right here in the community. We're affordable. We're accessible. And we do good work. We do good work. If you don't believe me, go to marketing. Go to GatewoodMarketing.com. Just click on the portfolio. You will see people like Joe Madison, the famous modeling agency, Diana Darby, which is led by David Perry. You will see Mr. Neely Fuller and the Produce Justice Group. You will see some of the government contractors, defense contractors we worked with. So we cover the gamut. And if you have a need, whether it's marketing, whether it's branding or whatever, call me at 301-839-2836. And you can also go to GatewoodMarketing.com. And we have quite a few people who have tuned in and have become clients. And we don't come on this show just to sell you. We come on this show to provide information. And some people have said, but look, do you do this yourself? Can you help us? Yes, we can help you, and we have helped many others, and we can help you too. I'm just happy to have in the studio today the Prince. And Prince, we're going to talk about a little bit of news real fast before we get to your segment coming up after the break. September 24th is National Voter Registration Day, and that's a national holiday that comes on the fourth Tuesday of September every year, and it's celebrating our democracy and the right to vote. And we have a big election coming up next year, so we want to make sure that everybody's voice is heard, so we want to get people out to vote. And there are many organizations who are taking part in this effort, and including the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, When We All Vote. You can visit some of those websites, and they will give you information on registration locations and things like that. And also Motor Voter. Motor Voter is actually an organization started by Gatewood Marketing and the Marketing Pulpit that provides free rides to the polls. So that's MotorVoter.com. So we're actually trying to make sure that votes, that these votes count. And you hear people, some people going to tell you, hey, we're always voting, but nothing ever happens. Let me tell you this. If you think all this voting and nothing happens, imagine what might happen if you didn't vote. That's something you need to think about. So, yes, we do want to get people out to vote. And because, like I said, we do have a very important election coming up in 2020. Here's some information also. Home building has showed signs of resurgence. We actually had a slacking off for a period of time, but now we're seeing a very fast pace of new construction, a very fast pace of new constructions, and probably the fastest since 2007. So that also means that things going to be, it affects when the housing market changes, it affects a lot of other industries. It affects sales jobs, it affects lumber, it affects building, it affects construction. So those are just some signs to watch. Also, Subway food chain has closed hundreds of stores. Now, this is a story, another story in this, Prince. Subway was the darling of the franchise world for many years ago. Back in, like, for instance, 2009, Subway had 5,000 locations. Mm. 5,000. But in 2018, they closed 1,100. Wow. Now, what some people are saying, they're saying that Subway may have grown too big too fast, which is always sometimes a possibility when you have this explosive growth. Hmm. They had the Jared Fogle problem where their spokesperson was charged with some type of sexual innuendos. That didn't hurt. I mean, that didn't help. And that's why we're going to talk about branding throughout this show and other shows, mm-hmm. because your brand is so important. Prince, I was on the phone with somebody yesterday, and I could not emphasize enough to people the importance of your brand. Because your brand is your reputation.
It's very important.
And you, as a marketing person, I'm sure you understand the importance of a powerful brand, a strong brand.
Definitely. You know, when you have a brand, you know, it makes you look exclusive,
yes.
you know, in the market. And once you have a good product, you know, definitely, you know, with your brand and with good products, you know, you're going to have a lot of customers or clients.
You're exactly right. Because if one thing I've learned about branding, Prince, is that with a brand, you can charge more. A person with a good brand can charge more than a person with a not so good brand.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna have sitting there negotiating with somebody who I've never heard of when there's this person with this powerful brand mm-hmm. that I have the option to go with.
Right.
So there's so many benefits of branding, and what Subway has been the victim of is that their brand has taken a hit. Which means they can't sell franchises like they used to.
Hmm.
Considering what a franchise costs, a Subway franchise is relatively cheap. It's between like $100,000 and $250,000, whereas a McDonald's franchise is between $1 and $2 million. So if somebody's trying to get into franchise food business, Subway is still a pretty good buy, but their brand has taken a serious hit.
Yeah, I think, you know, with Subway situation that you just, you know, announced, you know, to the public, I hope they still want to stay in business.
Yeah, I like that sandwich.
You like the sandwich?
I mean, they got a pretty good. I go there usually. I went to them because of the health component.
Right.
I was looking for a fast food option that had pretty much health. You know, that was not too bad for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go there and I'd buy like the lean turkey, get some wheat bread, put a lot of lettuce and tomato on it. So I always thought of them as a healthy alternative to some of the other fast food options.
That's correct.
So I do hope they sustain they're able to sustain this storm, because they also put a lot of folks to work, too.
Mm.
I love seeing people work. We're going to talk about this story, too, when we come back. KFC is serving fried chicken sandwiches between two glazed donuts at dozens of locations, and people are freaking out.
Mm.
I'm going to be talking about 1115 is new. The new black. And we're going to fight this thing called ennui. If you don't believe me, go look up what ennui is. It's E-N-U. It's E-N-N-U-I. We're going to talk about that after the break. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back in a moment.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk. 1450 AM WOS. And 95.9 FM.
This traffic update is sponsored by KFC. Cleared in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Lanes are now reopened from that earlier southbound crash at D Street. Traffic remains gridlocked, though, from New York Avenue traveling in the 3rd Street Tunnel. On Connecticut Avenue, your trip through Chevy Chase stalled at Jones Bridge Road. Southbound disabled vehicle blocks the right lane, so we've got a bit of a jam from the Beltway traveling southbound on Connecticut Avenue. Road construction all around the region for the midday. Be alert as you travel on I-270 southbound from Old Road to 121. Also, as you make your trip on Branch Avenue, looks like they're not going to work there today except on the shoulder. All your travel lanes are open. Sponsored by KFC, get KFC's new gooey mac and cheese bowl with crispy popcorn nuggets now available in a $5 fill-up with a cookie and a drink. It's finger looking good. 69 degrees, partly sunny as we head up to 81. I'm Angela Foster on 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
Listening from the people, listening. It's getting
right, put down that KFC sandwich with the two donuts on either side. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what I'm going to do, Prince. I'm going to change the name of the show to the Marketing Chicken Fried Sandwich Pulpit. Maybe I get everybody.
You got all the words, man.
That's too many words, though, besides that. But this chicken sandwich phenomenon, now, the KFC has introduced, that's why my segment coming up is new. Is the new black. Now, when we think of the new black, like people say the orange is the new black, this is the new black. When folks say the new black, that means that's the new thing, the new latest, the new greatest, something that's powerful, that's engaging, that's beneficial. So when I say new is the new black, you're going to understand what I mean when I talk about this KFC story. Tuesday, this past Tuesday, KFC introduced a sandwich where they put a piece of fried chicken between two glazed donuts. What is the word? What in the world is coming to?
That's heavyweight.
They should give you a defibrillator with it, so when you have your heart attack, you can just go ahead and put that on the side.
That is real heavyweight right there.
Oh my goodness! But they're catching that. They're riding this wave, Prince, and that's why I'm going to talk about new being the new black. When I say new, I mean the letter. N-E-W, the word N-E-W, something that's new. Because what's happening, we're seeing a trend, and we're going to talk about this phenomenon as to why these companies are introducing fried chicken sandwiches, sandwiches between honey buns. And if you walk down the food aisle anytime lately, if you went down the cereal aisle lately, you don't know if you're on the cookie aisle or the chip aisle or the ice cream aisle, because the names of these cereals now, they got Honey Bun cereals, they got Reese's Cup cereals. We're going to talk about this phenomenon coming up at 11:15. Also coming up at 11 o'clock, we're going to have Mary Ellaby Bennett. She's a singing phenom out of North Carolina. She's going to tell us her story. And she's also going to, I'm going to try to see if I can get her to cut a tune for us for at least about one bar or two. Maybe we'll see. But anyway, let's follow this story on this new stuff, and we're going to be talking about that later on. But right now, we're going to talk to the prince. We got the prince here, not the one that the Purple Rain prince or the When Doves Fly prince. Even though he's wearing purple, man, why you do that to me today? You done threw me off.
Well,
I'm gonna have to give you a microphone and give you a guitar and let you start playing, so we won't confuse people.
Unfortunately, I don't know how to play guitar, and that's one of the best instruments I want to learn how to play. Hey. However,
hey, never too late.
Drums.
You play drums?
Yeah, I play the drums.
I bring my guitar out here, man. We have an international band, and we got the engineer over there, Alonzo. He can get his guitar. Oh, look out! Look out, man. We're about to start some trouble up in here. Boy, I've had the pleasure of meeting this young man, and I've been intrigued by his one thing. He has been consistent. I don't care how many times I've run into him. He's always saying, we've got to do business. We've got to bring people back together. He talked. What really caught my attention, I was talking to him. He talked about how the people that left Africa, they need to come back home. They need to come back home, visit, trade, get back involved. And he caught my attention right then. That's somebody I need to keep in touch with. So anyway, we have in the studio Prince Oyutunde. That's where I'm going to stop.
That's correct. That's fine. You try your best. You know, I have a lot of people that when they first met with me, when I pronounce my name to them, you know, they find it difficult pronouncing it. Well, you know, after a while, when they, you know, keep having conversation with me, they now expert. They, you know, they even pronounce my name more than the way I can pronounce it. That's
not better than you.
That's the irony of it.
Well, let me ask you, is your name common in your country?
Oh yes, that name is common, but it has a very strong meaning. You know,
and what does that mean?
It means happiness has come to my life. You know,
wow.
Joy has come. You know, Ayotunde means, Ayo means joy or happiness. Waitunde means come again.
Wow, I love that. Man, you learn something every day. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gate with your host. I have in the studio Prince Oyetunde, and now, Prince, introduce yourself to the audience. And by the way, if you want to call in, call us at 1-800-450-7876. If you're interested in getting into the international export-import business, want to do business specifically in the continent of Africa, you definitely want to tune in and call in with your questions if you have a question. The number is 1-800-450-7876. And if you get lost and you can't find the number, go to marketingpulpit.com. We have the number right there on the homepage. Introduce yourself again quickly to us and let us know who the heck you are. And first of all, I'm honored to have you here on the show, but give us a quick background on yourself.
Yeah. Once again, I want to thank Robert Gatewood, who has, you know, make a very strong effort to make sure I get to the studio today to come and speak to the fans of 95.9. You know, that's one of the stations that I listen to. I think I want to commend, you know, Kathy Hooves.
Yes.
And, you know, the family that are involved in this business. They're doing a great job. And I want to also thank all the engineers working in the studios of WOL. You know, they're all doing fantastic job. I'm you know, I'm so fascinated, you know, that's making me to want to go and open a studio of my own, you know. But anyway, once again, my name is Prince Ayotunde Adebayo. I'm primarily from Nigeria. I studied international marketing in London. I graduated from college in 1987. And in 1989, I went back to Nigeria, you know, to join the family business, you know, which is Demolay Nigeria Limited. Mm-hmm. Demolay Nigeria Limited is primarily involved in construction, you know, of roads, buildings, hospitals, schools. You know, so that's what my parents were doing. So immediately I finished my college in London, I went back to Nigeria, you know, to join the family business. Mm-hmm. And I became the managing director of the company. So with my background, you know, I set up an export desk, you know, which I use, you know, in doing export of agricultural commodities, mostly, you know, like cashews, sesame seed, gum arabic, mm-hmm. shea nuts, kola nuts. You know, I was doing all these in raw forms, but I later down the road realized that I'm not even adding value, you know, by exporting most of this product in raw. So I started trying, you know, to engage in people, you know, to come and invest in that business. So fortunately enough, we were able, you know, to come up with cocoa powder, which, you know, you turn into chocolate.
Wow.
So, and also I also had a bakery, you know.
A bakery too?
Yeah, we're baking bread, you know, we were making all these materials.
Did you make donuts? Did you make donuts?
Yeah, we make that as well.
Did you put chicken between two of them?
That is sandwich. It becomes donut, chicken donut sandwich, you know. So anyway, so we were doing that, and but I was strongly involved in international trade.
Okay.
You know, I love that field so much.
Well, let me ask you a question.
It's very interesting, yes.
You have the word prince in front of your name. Are you a real prince?
I'm a real prince. I'm from a royal family in Nigeria.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, the company that I come from, we are the one that attained to the title of Honi of Ife, which is O-O-N-I.
Right.
And OF, which is off, then IFE, Ife. You know, Ife is in southwest Nigeria.
Matter of fact, when I met you, the Oni was coming to the U.S.
Exactly.
And you were instrumental in bringing him here.
That's correct. I was one of the folks that actually engineered the visit of the Oni as soon as he attained that throne in 2015, December. Then 2016, you know, we packaged, you know, a grand visit for him to visit the United States. You know, at that time, you know, he landed in New York. From New York, we went to New Jersey. New Jersey, we went to Philadelphia. You know, we attended the Odun Day Festival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was there. He made a powerful speech in that event. And also, you know, we took him to the House of Representatives in Harrisburg. And from there, we came to Baltimore, Maryland. We went to Gaylord Hotel. We had a very strong and a very, you know, huge number of attendees, you know, during that event.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, I get questions all the time about people who are curious about how to do business with the continent of Africa.
Mm.
But before I get to that, why do you? This seems like it'd be a personal peeve or a personal interest of yours,
mm-hmm.
of bridging this divide? Why is that so important to you?
It is so important to me. First of all, let's take a look at the black people in America or any part of the world. They all migrated from Africa.
Right.
So Africa is their home.
Right.
So they love that touch. So this is the best time for them to start going back to Africa. More so, you know, we just had the black Congressional Black Caucus that this celebrated right. the 400 years of the arrival of the African people in the United States.
That's
you
right.
know, and I've been following most of their information. And I also was trying to organize an event on Pan-African Back to the Roots.
Right.
So that's one of the projects that I'm handling at this moment.
Well, let me ask this. Now, why is it? I mean, when people think about doing business with Africa, I mean, it seems overwhelming. They just don't know where to start. Is it that hard? Is it? What's holding people up?
What's holding majority of people up, you know, based on my own research and findings, is that the other tribe, or how will I put it, the other.
I know, the other people.
Right, the other people, they tried not to block them from going back to their roots. So by telling them, oh, Africa is bad, don't go to Africa, Africa is full of monkeys, you know, gorillas and stuff like that, and people over there, they were given back to you by gorillas. That's all lies.
Well, hold that thought. You're right, though. Well, most people think about Africa, they still think about Tarzan and gorillas and rhinoceros are going to stick them and all kind of stuff. It has been so embedded in people's psyche, it takes probably another generation to get rid of it. Hopefully we can speed that up. We're going to take a quick break and finish up with Prince Ayatunde. We're also going to have Mary Elizabeth Bennett coming on to talk about her stories. Don't go anywhere. This is an exciting show you don't want to miss. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're gonna start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
95.9 FM.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WOL Washington, D.C. W240 DJ Washington. 95.9 WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, I'm flipping through this magazine, trying to pick out me a nice outfit like the Prince has here. Man, where did I get some clothes like that?
Just come back to me. Just call me again. You know, I'll provide you with nice, you know, attire from my.
You gonna hook a brother up? Let me ask you this: is there a story behind your garb, your outfit? Is there a story behind that?
Well, being an African, I have to showcase my culture.
Okay.
I have to, you know, demonstrate and, you know, let people know the value of Africa.
Is that a typical outfit that I would see?
It's one of them.
One of them. Okay.
It's one of them.
Like here, people wear like a jacket and a tie, and so this is like the normal garb.
The English people want everybody, you know, to be following them. They want us to be speaking English. They want everybody. They want everybody to call out their own, you know, primal languages, which is not fair to God. You know, don't let us go into that right now.
Man, he not shut me down. I know I got to get me one of these outfits now, man. I feel like I'm under the influence of English influence. This jacket on, the brother sent me this natural outfit. Right. I need to get me one. Daggone it, because I know some of the churches in the area, they have like the African Outfit Day.
But if you went to the Congressional Black Caucus dinner on Saturday, mm-hmm. I was so excited. I saw everybody. I saw Sheila Jackson Lee. I saw her dressed in Nigerian dress, and I'd be like, wow. And guess what? I went there, you know, with the shirt and pants, you know.
Right.
Doesn't make me look good of myself. You know, I saw plenty of people there, you know, among the Congress. They were all dressed in African attire.
Oh, man.
All of them. Majority of them.
That was great.
I'm so proud of them. I was so proud.
Hey, we have a caller on the line. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the show, caller. What's on your mind?
Hi. My name's Ebony Kenny, and thanks, Robert Gatewood, first of all, for just having this.
Hi, Ebony. How are you?
Hey, Ebony.
Hi.
Thank you, Ebony.
She just came from Africa. She just came back a couple of weeks
ago. You just came back from Africa?
I just came back from my first trip to Rwanda. It was amazing, eye-opening. And that was one of the reasons that I called in today, is because you mentioned earlier about we need to destigmatize mm-hmm. the ideas folks have locally about traveling to Africa. But what we don't talk enough about is the healing journey that happens mm-hmm. and the validation from mm-hmm. going there. There's some, because entrepreneurship isn't a problem there, right?
Right.
And so when you go, it's just so eye-opening and healing and validating to see people that look like you doing things and finding solutions. And I just wonder what, you know, you all opinion on the audience that would come out and have those conversations around the healing that needs to take place and what happens when you do this home thinking and develop your origin story and get down to what your personal purpose is, which is the true reason why you would go off and work for yourself. I know the Pan-African Collective at Mount Nebo Church does some awesome work, and they meet regularly to do these sorts of efforts, and Prince Ayo also is a part of that community. But I just wondered your thoughts on, would people come out, and then your thoughts on the healing journey that I think a lot of African Americans would benefit from that sort of travel.
What do you think, that Prince?
Well, it's a good thing that Ebony went to Africa to see for herself,
right.
And that is what I actually expect from every other African American, you know, to take that, to, you know, to face that challenge, to break that yoke that is holding them back, you know, to go to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, have to, in order for them, you know, to be able to have access to Africa, they need to make friends with Africans.
Yeah.
They need to attend, you know, their social gatherings. They need to attend social events. They need to attend business events. They, you know, they need to get themselves attached with the African Union, you know, the African Union mission. When I first, you know, got here, my mission was to, you know, to make friends with African American. It shouldn't be my problem because we wear the same skin.
Right.
So that skin is what actually matters to me. And for them to be able to go to Africa, it's a great healing. When she went and came back and she told me her story, I'd be like, oh, that is great. And she told me how fascinating it was why she was there. She said she felt like she didn't want to come back to the United States.
Well, you know, I like the word that Ebony used, healing,
mm-hmm.
because I think often that we are not receptive. We can't move forward mm-hmm. when we're carrying that. We're still carrying those scars. We're still, we haven't been made whole. And I think sometimes we have to take a physical journey
mm-hmm.
And at minimum a spiritual journey
mm.
back to our roots in order for us to release and shake off some of those shackles of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow.
Mm.
And if you're not healed, you're not going to be your full self.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Ebony makes a very valid point. I'm glad that she took that physical journey.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that those of us who can't take the physical journey, at least take the mental journey, the spiritual journey, let's go out here and make some strides, positive strides in our community. Let's reach back out to people from Africa, Nigeria, and the other countries in the continent.
Mm-hmm.
And so this healing can take on many forms, but I do agree that many of us are not whole, and that's what's kind of keeping us spinning our wheels and not moving forward as we should.
Mm-hmm. Let me say something real quick, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Back immediately after the Oni of Ife came to the United States, right after he left, I organized, you know, some group from Philadelphia, from the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. that went to Nigeria physically for the first time. And they'd be like, wow, Prince, this is a great thing you've done for us. You know, you took us to the motherland. You know, one of them was saying that when he stepped on the ground, he has to take off his shoes to really feel that spirit. He was shedding tears.
I can imagine.
Now, right after that, in 2017, I also organized the Team Familia, the go-go band from Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I organized their team to Nigeria to have a royal visit with the Oni of Ife. And also last year, the same thing, you know, I organized another team, you know, under the team of Marilyn Crawford. You might know her. Mm-hmm. She's very powerful. She's also connected with Oprah Winfrey and some of these big shots in the United States. When they all went there, they all came back and be like, wow, Prince, you know, we're going to be doing this every year.
Well, this is powerful. I wish we had more time to do a deeper dive into this. And Ebony, thanks for calling in today. And once again, continue your journey and share with others. And I'm just proud of your story and actually you had the opportunity to go back to Africa and Rwanda. Where?
Oh, thank you.
Rwanda. I know they, they're in a serious healing process after the tragedy of 1994 when the Hutus, the Tutsis kind of slaughter took place there. And so if any place is symptomatic or symbolic of healing, then the country of Rwanda is actually the poster child of that. So thanks a lot, Ebony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thanks for and teaching a class right now. So that class should be, I'm excited to know when that next iteration is coming out. So thanks for letting me call in.
Thank you very much. All right, quickly, we coming up in a few moments, so we're going to have Mary Ellaby Bennett. But before we do that, I got one more question for you there, Prince. Now, if somebody wants to do business with Africa, quickly, what should be the first step they should take? If they today, I want to do business with the motherland, with Nigeria or some other country in the continent of Africa, what should be the first step?
Well, I'm not actually campaigning for the African embassies. You know, this is one of their jobs, you know, to make sure that they spread the news out there, you know, to all the African descent community, to visit their embassies, you know, for inquiries. Or, you know, somebody of my type, you know, I'm out there. I give consultancy services, you know, to people who are interested in doing business with Africa. We organize events, you know, like trade shows and seminars. And we also attend African-American events, you know. So I think their first touch is either to go to the embassies of all the African countries in the United States, or if they have friends that are Africans, they can ask them also. But the other thing is they have to be very careful, you know, with people you talk to. You don't want to get into, you know, problem with them. But people that are known, you know, I'm not too known, but this is my job. I train people in how to do business, and I also train people, you know, how to travel to Nigeria, to other part of Africa. So if anybody is interested in that, you know, they can contact you, you know, if they want to get hold of me, or they can contact me directly.
Well, tell them how they can contact you directly.
Well, my company name, it's Navi Group Incorporated, and our website is navigroup.org, NAVIGROUP.org.
Okay.
And next year we have an event coming up. You know, it's a U.S. export import opportunities for African consumable products, you know, taking place in 2020. And we have another event coming up next week, actually, which is U.S. Africa and Investment Global Summit. This is taking place in Atlanta, Georgia next week, the 26th to the 28th.
All right. Well, I tell you what, don't go anywhere. We're gonna have you stick around the entire show. Mm-hmm. And folks, I'll put that information on the website as well. So Prince, don't you go anywhere. We're gonna bring up our special guest today. Mm-hmm. This young lady, she's making waves out here on the internet, and her native state of North Carolina. Right. She's making records. She's singing. She's carrying on and just, what do you call it, preaching up a storm, as the folks down the way say. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you. Why don't you quickly introduce yourself to our audience and say hello to Prince Ayu Tunde.
Hi. Nice to hear from you as well. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're glad to be here.
And Prince, good morning. How are you doing?
All right.
I'm doing great.
I hope you're enjoying the show. Robert Getway is paving the way, you know, for all the African descent, you know, in the United States. I like his show a lot.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, Mary, I've been following you. My brother Leon has turned me on to you. My brother Daniel has been working with you. And I said, this lady is a talent the world needs to hear about. So give us a quick introduction of yourself, please.
Okay, yes. Well, you all know I'm Mary Ellaby Bennett. I am the daughter to Bishop Walter Ellaby and Pastor Sandra Ellaby.
Wow.
My husband is Pastor Albert Bennett. We have four children, and I love singing, and I love my family, and I love what I do, working with people in ministry, in the different facets that I do.
Let me ask you this: how long have you been singing? Since you were a baby, or did you start last week?
As soon as I was able to speak, I did my first song at the age of 3.
Wow!
Of my dad's church, yeah.
Age of 3.
Yes.
You weren't even walking. You weren't even walking then, were you? You were singing in the crib. They carry you on their back and you singing. Oh my goodness! Well, let me ask you that. Do you kind of model yourself after any famous singer that you're aware of? Do you have a unique sound? I mean, I'm sure people ask you this. Oh, you sound like such and such. Is there like a style that you kind of latched on to, or you consider yourself more original?
I think that I'm more original. I've had people just say, I just can't pinpoint it. I hear a little bit of this and a little bit of that person. But I think I pretty much have an original sound. I do have some artists that I really do love and enjoy. Growing up, I loved the Clark Sisters and Pastor Shirley Caesar, Albertina Walker and Dorothy Norwood.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. And today I love Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Tamela Mann. Oh my God, I love Tamela Mann. So I have quite a few that I do enjoy hearing. None that I really just pattern after.
When you're driving down the street, are you normally singing your own music, or are you listening to one of these singers? I saw you on one of those videos going down the road singing. look at Mary going down the road singing. She better keep her eyes on that road.
Sometimes I get my best inspiration while I'm riding. So a lot of times I'll get new ideas. And when that happens, I'll pull over and pull out my voice recorder. And I'll sing that. I'll sing it into the voice recorder so I can later go on and add to it. But a lot of times I'm also listening to some of my favorite artists as well.
Now, you know I'm not going to let you off the air now until you can. Can we, if I beg hard enough, and can we get you to cut a couple of bars for us? I know you got something you can do a cappella. cut a sound for us real fast.
Okay, I'm going to sing this song that my grandmother.
Hey, I tell you here's what I want you to do. Tell us what it's going to be. We're going to get you after the break, but tell us what the song is going to be.
It's going to be I Sing Because I'm Happy.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite songs. Don't do it. Get my tissue out. Lord, I'm mussy up in here. We got it.
Inspirational song.
You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gate with your host. I have Prince Ayutande, and I have on the line songstress Mary Ellaby Bennett. You're going to say I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. See, I'm sure she can do it better than me. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update is sponsored by KFC. Inbound New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road Northeast. The construction has one left lane closed and delays as you enter the district, heading past South Dakota Avenue. In that backup as you stay to the right. on 295, southbound DC 295, Burroughs Avenue, down toward East Capitol Street is going to be your slow stretch there. And on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, you're very slow westbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel toward the Case Bridge. Get KFC's new gooey mac and cheese bowl with crispy popcorn nuggets now available in a $5 fill-up. With a cookie and a drink, it's finger-licking good. Now your WOL weather forecast, sunny, low 80s today. Clear overnight tonight down to about 60. Tomorrow sunny with highs reaching the mid-80s. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We're having an international day today. This is the Marketing Pulpit International. We're international every time, every day. But today, we are international in the flesh. We have Prince Yetunde. He's telling an amazing story. We're going to talk more about him in a moment. And if you're interested in, this is a marketing show. And if you're talking about growing your business and looking for ways to leave that lasting legacy, you cannot discount international marketing.
That's correct.
And particularly to the motherland.
All from the motherland.
That's right. That's right. Because that's what intrigued me about this young man. He feel like we should bridge that gap.
Definitely.
So I'm on.
We're brothers. You know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing business together.
Give me the fist bump, brother. Hey, that's the international. We are brothers. We are brothers and brothers indeed. Yeah. Also have.
Why should you be evicted out of your parents' home?
Mm, good Lord, how much?
So they took you out of your land. You have to find your way going back to that land. That's where you belong.
You heard it right here.
You know, that's where you belong. You know, the way you can do that, you know, come to people like us. We can organize tour for you, both business tour, associate tour. You know, we take you back to Africa.
Back to Africa. Let me give you one. I'm getting one without. You got to find me one of those outfits, though. I'm sharing this.
There are a lot of women, you know, beautiful women over there. If you're not married, you know, they're ready to, you know, jump on you.
Man, I know. There are so many reasons to go back to the motherland. Man, oh, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have on the line Sister Mary Ellaby Bennett. She is the daughter of Bishop Walter Ellaby. Neighbors, when I grew up down in North Carolina, matter of fact, Charles, her uncle, Charles Ellaby, was in my classroom. Hey. Her other uncle, William Ellaby, was in the band. He played the baritone horn, and I played the baritone horn. So, and her sister, her aunt, Sonia Ellaby. So there's a long, rich history between our families, and that's why I'm honored, especially honored to have Mary joining us today. Leon sent out a tweet, post on Facebook. He said, the village is coming together.
Yes.
And so we couldn't be more exact when we're talking about having my brother here from the continent of Africa. And then on the other extreme, one of my neighbor's classmate's young daughter coming on to the show to grace us with a song. I tell you, I'm just going to turn you over and let you go ahead and do your thing. Folks, get you a comfortable chair and listen to a few bars of this song from songstress, prophetess, pastor. I hope I don't throw in a few adjectives that don't fit you, but they sound like they all apply.
She's all in all.
Mary Ellaby Bennett. Go ahead, sister.
I see. Because I'm happy, and I sing because I am free. Oh, His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know, yes, I
Hallelujah. Oh, my
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was great.
Oh, my goodness.
I felt that high pitch right there.
Oh, my goodness. That's some range you got there. That girl, you got some range. You must have been listening to Minnie Riperton, too. You know, when she used to do that, she was like 8 octaves. Hey, Mary, let me ask you. You got any projects in the work right now?
Yes, I do. I'm actually working on my album, which is to be out no later than the first of the year.
Okay. And now, if somebody wants to find out more about you and get your album, follow you, how can they find you? Any information you want to share with us today?
Yes. You can like me on Facebook at Mary Ellerby Bennett Music. You can also follow me on Instagram at I am Mary Ellerby Bennett as well.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, we're going to follow you. I want to get your information on our website, make sure that people can find you and follow you. And I want to put one, once that video comes out, I'm going to have you front and center right there on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. And I want to thank you also for sharing your story and that powerful rendition. Man, I'm going to be feeling that all day.
I'm free.
We're talking freedom today. God almighty. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, folks. That's Mary Ellerby Bennett. Man, we talking about roots today. We talking about roots. We got my hometown, and then we have my home continent from whence my people came. Man, you talking about tying it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Man, completing the circle.
Yep.
All right, folks.
Good spirit.
I'm telling you, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. And please support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. We're talking about also keeping it in the family. This young lady, Bernadette Clay, she's a young sister from, I don't know where exactly she was born, but I know she's located here in the D.C. area. And she has three locations for people looking to set up offices. National Harbor, College Park, Largo Park Center, open near the stadium. So if you have a business and you're tired of giving out your personal information, you're tired of meeting people in the parking lot at Tasty Freeze and Panera Bread, you can do that for a minute, but some point you got to have that business look. We're talking about branding today. If your brand says, look, I'm trying to cut corners, you're not going to be able to get that good price. All other problems start. So even if you don't get the physical office, get the free. They're offering you a free business address if you will call them today. Free business address at any of their three locations. And they will give you, just to see how it works, they will give you a free 1 hour of conference room time at one of their locations. And we're talking about something great. Those mahogany tables, they got the AV, the big flat screen TVs on the wall. So when you have that next meeting, go ahead and come over to BLE Executive Suites. Call them and set up a free walkthrough at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com and tell them Robert at the Marketing Pulpit sent you. Just tell them Gatewood sent you. Quickly, we're going to jump into our topic, and we're going to jump back to Prince here in a minute. We talked about, I sent out a note yesterday that I put it on the website that says, new is the new black. And some people scratch their head, rightly so. What the heck does new have to do with being? Well, you heard the saying, orange is the new black. They're always saying something is the new black.
Right.
And they're saying that to say that it's the new latest thing, the hot thing, something that's wonderful, that's valuable, that carries weight. Mm. Well, new. It's no secret that this Popeye's chicken sandwich that has people really doing riots. People are really rioting in the streets trying to get a hold of this sandwich. Mm. We're talking about a sandwich here. Now, if you are looking for a way to jumpstart your business, it's like a Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. You have to click your heels together because the answer was always there all along.
Somewhere.
So let's collectively click our heels today on our ruby slippers and go find that money over the rainbow, because the answer lies in new, the word new. Mm. Now, Popeye's introduced a new chicken sandwich, like I said, and got people rioting. And what they did, they tapped into some psychological needs, among them the desire to belong, scarcity, and FOMO, fear of missing out. One thing that's less talked about is this, the desire for something new. There is an aversion in us to boredom and a disdain for a thing called ennui. Ennui is just a fancy word for boredom. We hate to be bored. We hate mediocrity. We hate seeing the same thing over and over again. We don't buy new clothes because the old ones stop working or fitting. We don't buy a new car necessarily because the old one stopped driving. We don't necessarily buy a new house because we need more space. We buy things because we want something new. I went down the cereal aisle the other day, and I thought I had made a wrong turn into the candy aisle in the bakery section all at once. I saw chocolate peanut butter Cheerios. Hmm. I saw Nilla banana pudding puffs.
I catch you.
I saw Hostess honey bun pops. I saw fried chicken sandwich flakes. Okay, I made that one up. But my point is, they are introducing something new because they realize that in human beings, we get bored. Mm. There is no need for a new honey bun, for a new cereal. But they understand that people need new things. Now, we need to fight ennui if you plan to take advantage of this phenomenon. Here's how you can do it. Introduce a new size. Introduce a new color. Introduce a new shape, a new flavor, a new delivery channel, a new term, a new fabric, a new speed, a new component, a new call to action, a new personnel, new location, new price. But if you are a business owner, the next time I come on this air, I want you to tell me what you did new between now and next week. When I come back, Mr. Brown, out there in the plumbing industry, I want to hear about your new chicken sandwich shaped plunger. No, maybe not. That's going a little too far. My point is, I want you guys to do something new. That's my advice to you today. Instead of sitting on the sidelines worrying about what Popeyes is doing and this chicken sandwich between honey buns that KFC is doing, you can do this to fight ennui, introduce something new to your business. That's my story today. We got about a minute there, Prince. Give us one more piece of advice before we leave here, brother Prince.
Well, my message to the African descent youth, in order for them, you know, to get them, you know, off the street, you know, they should try and venture into new business with Africans. You know,
yes,
we have a lot of African stores, you know, around. You know, we have church, African churches around. You know, for instance, we have a big event coming up actually next month, the October 13, you know, right there in Capitol Heights. The name of the church is actually Celestial Church of Christ, you know, Oshofa Parish. You know, we have a harvest, you know, coming up. There's going to be a lot of gathering of black people there.
We're going to put this information on the website. Thank you again, Prince, for joining me today. Prince Oyotunde, thank you, Mary Ellaby Bennett, for joining us. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. And up talk, let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning, folks. I'm Earl Kirk.